He is risen. He is risen indeed. Good morning. My name is Dave McHugh, and welcome to our service. The scripture this morning is 1 Peter 3, 13 to 22, and I'm reading from the Message. If with heart and soul you're doing good, do you think you can be stopped? Even if you suffer for it, you're still better off. Don't give the opposition a second thought. Through thick and thin, keep your hearts at attention, in adoration before Christ your Master. Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you're living the way you are, and always with the utmost courtesy. Keep a clear conscience before God so that when people throw mud at you, none of it will stick. They'll end up realizing that they're the ones who need a bath. It's better to suffer for doing good, if that's what God wants, than to be punished for doing bad. That's what Christ did definitely. Suffered because of others' sins. The righteous one for the unrighteous ones. He went through it all, was put to death, and then made alive to bring us to God. He went and proclaimed God's salvation to earlier generations who ended up in prison of judgment because they wouldn't listen. You know, even though God waited patiently all the days that Noah built his ship, only a few were saved then, 8 to be exact. Saved from the water, by the water. That's the waters of baptism. That's what the waters of baptism did for you. Not by washing away dirt from your skin, but by presenting you through Jesus' resurrection before God with a clear conscience. Jesus was the last word on everything and everyone, from angels to armies. He's standing right alongside God, and what he says goes. May God's blessing be on the reading of his word. Will you join me as I pray? Perform great things in us, Father. Expose us in the light of your truth. Hold us in the arm of your strength. And imprint on our hearts a new resolve to witness to your presence in our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.